This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Fast-moving floodwaters in Texas over the weekend are responsible for at least 80 deaths, according to emergency officials there, and many are still missing. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville, Texas.
Rescuers growing desperate to find the missing and recover those swept away by the historic flash floods that left over 40 missing. In the pre-dawn hours of July 4th, waters rising 26 feet in less than an hour. Many still asleep. The ground dried by drought acted like concrete, sending the water rushing straight into river basins.
More rain is in the forecast for later today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington this evening, set for a meeting with President Trump at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a potential ceasefire proposal amid Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. This will also mark the first time Trump and Netanyahu have met since the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin responded after House Republicans passed their budget bill. Quote, "Republicans chose to put their super-rich friends over working families. They chose to gut Medicaid, decimate our rural hospitals, and terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. They chose to take food from hungry families and raise the cost of going to the grocery store for millions more. These are choices that Donald Trump and Republicans made because they wanted to rig our tax code for big corporations and the wealthiest in our country, instead of listening to hardworking Wisconsin families who are looking for some relief and opportunity to save and live a comfortable life. Republicans turn their backs on them, taking away their health care and raising their cost," end quote. The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance. The Friends of the Blue River Farmers Market will be held the second and fourth Tuesday of the month through September from 4 to 6:30 at Blue River Park. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Reese Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back. Nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, July 7th, 2025, a very special day, as we're going to find out in just a bit when we check in with John and Gordy down at our Civic Media station in Madison. Parker Olson's over in Madison Studio A2. If you missed us last hour, you can always subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple and catch some back episodes over on the Civic Media Radio Network at civicmedia.us on the website. Don't forget, Thursday, we'll have Congressman Mark Pocan joining the show as well. But right now, it's time to get to meteorologist Brittany Merlot to find out more about the forecast. And Brittany, from Robin Tigerton, he says, with the very warm and humid weather Saturday, I'm surprised we didn't get more of a major severe weather outbreak. And I know it's been a while since we've talked, but, you know, middle to late last week, I mean, we got 3.5 inches of rain up here in Chippewa Falls over the course of what, you know, 48 hours or something like that. So nobody's talking droughts, but I know John and Gordy are going to talk a bit about mosquitoes. So you didn't get severe weather, but you got critters instead, right?
Oh, they are out in abundance. The mosquitoes, the ticks, the black flies, the no-see-ums. Oh, goodness. Yes, a lot of us are scratching this morning from all of that this weekend. But a beautiful week ahead, honestly. A high-pressure system settles in today. We've got plenty of sunshine, comfortable temperatures this morning. We're in the low 50s far north to low 70s far south in the state today, and highs statewide climb to the upper 70s. We are looking at warmer temperatures in the mid 80s far southwest in the state today, and upper 60s if you're by the Great Lakes. So some free AC, still staying cool over there. And we've got a low pressure system on the way tomorrow, so it is going to bring chances of maybe some scattered showers late tonight, overnight. A few of those could linger early tomorrow morning. We get a little break, and then a few thunderstorms do want to spark up tomorrow afternoon. Now, none of those are looking strong, too severe. They don't even pack that much rainfall with them either. So that's all good news, because, you know, the flooding was a concern, obviously, down south. And then obviously last week here for us, the Mississippi River is actually in an action stage for a lot of points. So those rivers are still rushing. They're still up there. But thankfully, we get a little bit of a break, quite a break, because honestly, the only chances for rain this week are tomorrow and then late Friday and into Saturday.
I know about the rivers running a little high. The Chippewa was last week after all that rain, so I couldn't take the boat out Thursday till after I'd done the lake owner's Rubik's Cube game of putting your dock back together. Because the sections were like tied on, but they weren't like zip tied down. So they were all kind of like free floating, you know, for a time, and then came back down. So you have to put your dock back together before you can get out on the water. But then you finally can. Rob says, I've got my deep woods off with me at all times.
Me
so that's
too.
Good. And on the text line, Tom in Hartford just simply put, yay, Brittany's back. We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too.
Same sentiment over here as well. Thank you so much, Brittany. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. John and Gordy are here as well from our Civic Media Station Studio A1 out there, including birthday boy Gordy. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Made it around the sun another year, yes.
I know, yeah. And I think it was Alicia on YouTube puts July is the best month to have a birthday. I can confirm. Yep,
that's right. Your birthday was
last Thursday as well. So
and John's birthday is next Monday.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of old men still getting it done, I was at Summerfest on Friday, and yeah. I saw Chicago. Now we didn't go for particular bands. We just knew we could go on the 4th of July, which, by the way, when Chicago sings Saturday in the Park, I think it was the 4th of July. Yeah, I mean, that's a built-in applause line right there. Right? They really got to cheer for that. But those three original members of Chicago are like 77, 78, and 79 years old, still getting it done, you know, playing the horns. And
they're all roadies. Keyboards. The original band is gone.
No, roadies. No, it's the keyboard player and two of the horn players.
And two of the horn players, that's right. Yeah. And the lead singer is like their fourth lead singer, you know, Peter Cetera being the first. But he's 69 and still getting it done, you know. Yeah. He got it done. Meanwhile, on another stage, it wasn't Hall & Oates. It was just Oates. It was John Oates. And... we didn't stick around.
Still sowing his oats. So.
A lot of people did not stick around for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
so you
saw
part of the show? Or?
We saw he kicked off with a Hall & Oates song. But again, you could see why it was Daryl Hall who did the singing, by and large. And it was kind of a half-hearted thing. And then, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel review afterwards, because we didn't stick around that long, it was nearly an hour before he played the next Hall & Oates song. It was all stuff off my new album, which is what everybody wants to hear somebody say that you've been listening to for 40 years or more. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Hall & Oates maybe 15 years ago, and it was...
Did they have a fist fight on stage?
No, they didn't have a fist fight, but they never looked at each other. They didn't talk to each other. They didn't interact with and they were on the opposite sides of the stage from each other. You felt that. You felt like, okay, these guys don't really like each other, but they played all their hits, and it was okay. But it wasn't a great show. It wasn't an exciting show, but I felt I don't know. I just felt like there was something missing.
They cashed the check. They cashed the check, and it was all good. Did you do anything over the weekend for your birthday? Or are you doing anything today?
My big highlight of the day is I'm going to be mowing the lawn. That's it. It's perfect day for that. Low humidity, not too bad temperature wise. No, I don't really have anything planned. I saw my daughter yesterday and she wished me a happy birthday. My son who lives in Indiana, I expect he'll call at some point, but that's pretty low key birthday, I think, this year.
John,
I don't have much planned.
Tell me you've got something more exciting planned, John. Anything?
I think it
might have some surprise for
age.
Me. I don't know.
I think we want that low key birthday. Right. we don't want a big celebration of how much older we are.
I mean, that is true. There was no party this year, but my wife remembered. She knows one of my favorite things is ice cream cake. And so we have been nibbling at that for like pretty much every. I can guarantee you that I am 48 minutes away from the next slice of ice cream cake. It's not just for breakfast, kids, but it's a good breakfast.
What is it about? Yeah, I love ice cream cake too. I mean, that's the best kind of cake ever, even with the little whipped cream in it too. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like it very much.
Yeah,
John. Meanwhile, while you wait for your birthday, you mentioned shopping for EVs. Is that like your birthday present to yourself?
you know, I'm beginning to think, and we got a lot of hybrid cars recently in used cars, and it's wonderful. They're great, but they're really getting old. They don't have all the recent technology. You know. Stopping because of a car stopped in front of you or something like that, you know, some kind of notification. I want something new. I want something EV-ish. And I read a story on, I get an email, Midwest Energy News.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I got the cow news, you know, with
from
the
last week, solar panels. Yes. Really? We milked that story a couple of days last week as well.
Yeah. got a gallon, right?
Yep.
So anyway, you know, I read a story on there saying that if you're in the used car market, what you should do is look for used EVs because they are lower priced than gas vehicles out there. So I thought, well, I'm going to check it out. And I went to my favorite app, and that's car gurus. They're really great for used cars because you can pick between, you know, dealerships or individuals selling cars or both. And I looked at a whole bunch of them and they're really low price. But the thing is, the rebates for these EVs are coming to an end, and they're coming to an end, I believe, at the end of September.
Oh, yeah. The Trump administration can't get rid of those fast enough, you know, with their deal that they made with the oil companies and everything else. So, yeah, if you want those rebates, you got to move soon. And I know we got a hybrid just about 2 years ago now and like it very much. I can't see us going back to anything other than, you know, a hybrid or an EV after this.
Yeah, I was thinking for the hybrid as well. I thought that's the best idea so far. But I also saw a video where a guy was criticizing it because the hybrids have to drag around these engines, you know, the different engines, and it would, you know, lower the quality of the engine and the fuel economy. But here's the thing. The EVs, if you get a new EV, that tax credit, $7,500, goes away September 30th. And if you get a used car, it's a $4,000 credit. And on Car Gurus, it's already deducted from the price of these EVs. And they're really good. I mean, under $20,000. And you get this high-tech thing from 2023, 2022. So it's actually a pretty darn good deal. I recommend that as the app to use.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I am on my third Jeep Wrangler over the years, and I love it. But I'm now getting to an age where I've told Sherry that, you know, whenever this thing is done, and it won't be done anytime soon, but I said my next one is going to be, I'm putting my Tuchus in like a Buick or a Cadillac, something soft, solid,
yeah,
you know, because I love it, but I'm ready. And I'll never forget about 15, 20 years ago when we had to rent a car someplace, probably visiting one of the daughters, I don't know, and they put us in a Cadillac. Like, I didn't ask for a Cadillac. I don't want to be in this. This is an old person's car. By the end of the week.
Yeah, you loved it.
I was so sold. I'm like, now I can't wait to get old because I'm going to get one of these babies. So.
Was it an SUV? Is that
no? It was it was just, you know, whatever it was at the time, one of their current models, which, you know, is all fine and good, but I don't know. I have to. It means I'm thinking again about, like I said, the birthday from last week, and I'm talking about Cadillacs, and I'm just I'm not sure. Alicia, who had her birthday, says I'm still nibbling on my German chocolate cake that my kids got me for my birthday on Wednesday. Well, Alicia, we are so in sync on that, because ice cream cake's my favorite, but if it's going to be cake, it's got to be German chocolate.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. What does she say here? They couldn't find a 4 for being 41, so they used a 3 and took 10 years off for me.
Wow.
That was nice. Wow. Or they're lying. You know, they put in the wrong age.
That's quite the present.
Cake, you know? Yeah, that's it. It's feeling a little bit younger that way. So you haven't pulled the trigger on the EV yet, or are you still, shopping?
I'm thinking, I haven't pulled the trigger, and I picked out a few favorites. You know, they have all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. You have to think about all those things, but you get all that technology that, you know, if a car stops in front of you, your vehicle slows down or stops. I love that stuff.
But with these things so much more computerized, I worry about like planned obsolescence. Like at some point you're going to be in the middle of a drive and you're going to be like, sorry, Windows 10 is no longer supported in this vehicle. You know, they won't update the batteries or whatever the case may be. It's like,
well, Apple has their app, and then there's Android that they have their app on these radios that you get in these cars now. But yeah, there's going to be a new app. And we won't be able to install it on our very expensive EV platforms. And so, you know, we'll be looking for a new vehicle. And by the way, if you want to replace like a radio, remember in the old cars, you could just replace a radio with a high-tech radio. Well, you can't do it with these big screens that pop up now.
All those big screens. I mean, I'm almost intimidated because, again, you know, you get any little problem with it, you got to replace that whole thing. It's, you know, it's like having a big screen TV in your car. Again, it's nice until something goes wrong. And then you got a whole lot of nothing going
on. Well, that's what we tell people when they're driving to work, you know, always watch us on the TV. They have it in their car. Yes. And listen Bluetooth through their radio.
We're as high tech as it gets for morning radio here. Talking to John and Gordy, a local update's next for some of you. Otherwise, we're right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitler from Up North News. Sign up for those newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com. Back in a bit.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the founding fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Joanne Krulotz, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
The identity of the man killed in a fatal tractor accident in Iowa County has been released. John Lee O'Flaherty, 71, of Janesville, was operating a tractor equipped with a mowing attachment on a steep hillside. During mowing operations, the tractor lost traction on the incline, sliding down the hill and overturning. O'Flaherty was pinned beneath the tractor. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Highland Volunteer Fire Department, Cobb Volunteer Fire Department, and first responders and Highland EMS units, all arrived on scene and worked in coordination to render aid. Despite the efforts of responders, John Lee O'Flaherty was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. New Marquette poll results show how Wisconsinites feel about some of the key issues in state budget negotiations. Savannah Tomei Olson focuses on the top two.
Republicans have stood firm that their top priority is a tax cut. The poll shows a majority of Wisconsinites support using at least some of the state's more than $4 billion surplus to lower taxes. Poll director Charles Franklin.
It's clear that there's a lot of support for a substantial tax cut.
Meanwhile, for Governor Tony Evers and Democrats, one of their top priorities is funding for K-12 schools. However, tax cuts have grown to be more of a priority among Wisconsinites.
Are you more concerned with reducing property taxes or more concerned with increasing funding for public schools? 57% say they're more concerned with property taxes, 43% more concerned with funding schools. This has undergone a huge change over time.
The problem here is that when state lawmakers give less taxpayer money to schools, districts are proposing referendums just to stay afloat. So then residents often end up paying higher taxes anyway. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Public Instruction launches a new public school finance reporting portal. The DPI says the public will be able to download, sort, search, and access information through the portal at no cost. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says that will increase fiscal transparency and help Wisconsinites understand how their local districts and schools operate financially. Through the portal, you can access data on school district referenda, tax levies, and the status of required education agency reports. You can access the portal by visiting the DPI website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced another year of decreased tobacco and vape sales to underage customers. According to a DHS report, the rate of tobacco and vape sales to underage customers dropped nearly 2% from 2023 to 24. Agency officials say the jump in underage tobacco and vape sales aligned with raising the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019. Prior to the change, the underage sales rate was about 5.5% and jumped to over 14% in 2021. A pair of bills aimed at increasing the amount of nuclear energy production in Wisconsin have passed in the state legislature. One of the bills directs the state to conduct a nuclear siting study in an effort to identify potential locations for nuclear power generation. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has estimated the study will require at least $1 million of funding to complete. The other bill would establish a temporary board to plan and hold a nuclear power summit in Madison. Both bills now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. There will be extra law enforcement agencies on the water this upcoming holiday weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is joining law enforcement agencies nationwide for Operation Dry Water, an annual campaign targeting boating while impaired during the July 4th through 6th holiday weekend. The DNR says you can enjoy the water by staying sober and knowing your limits. Always wear a life jacket and sign up for an online boater education course. DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be on the state's lakes and rivers sharing education about safe boating while watching for operators who may be impaired or causing safety problems for themselves and others. The man accused of kidnapping a pregnant Wisconsin teen and taking her across the country wants his federal trial delayed. Attorneys for 40-year-old Gary Day asked a federal judge in Arkansas to delay his trial because he's still being held in a Wisconsin jail on $2 million bond. Day faces multiple charges in Dodge County, including child enticement and child abduction, in addition to numerous federal charges in the 2024 abduction of the pregnant 16-year-old from her parents' home in Beaver Dam. Federal prosecutors did not object to the request. Day had been scheduled to stand trial next month in Little Rock. As summer begins, the Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing tips to help drivers make sure their vehicle is ready for the road. The Wisconsin State Patrol offers these tips to help keep car trouble from ruining your summer plans. Be sure to consult a trained professional or mechanic for maintenance assistance and vehicle concerns. Summer temperatures can cause rubber belts, hoses, and wiper blades to degrade faster. Check belt and hose connections and look for bulges, blisters, cracks, or cuts in the rubber. Make sure each tire, including the spare, is filled to the vehicle manufacturer's recommended pressure listed in the owner's manual and on the side of the tire. Check pressure after the car has been sitting for at least 3 hours and the tires have had time to cool for the most accurate reading. Replace tires with insufficient tread less than 2/32 of an inch. Look for an uneven wear and check sidewalls for cuts, punctures, bulges, scrapes, cracks, or bumps. Check coolant levels and replace old coolant as needed. Make sure the cooling system is tested and inspected for leaks. Check all fluid levels, including oil, brake, automatic transmission, power steering, and windshield washer. Look for signs of fluid leakage. Have a mechanic check the battery and charging system. Check headlights, brake lights, turn signals, emergency flashers, and trailer lights if necessary. If you become stranded along the road, stay buckled up and call for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking around highways is always dangerous. Staying aware of your surroundings and nearby landmarks can help you give an accurate description of your location if needed.
A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You've been listening to WRCE's local news on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
News from the Center, WRCE. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy group, applauds Governor Evers and legislative leaders for their bipartisan effort to craft a budget that supports the state's dairy community. It includes additional funding and support for initiatives that align with DBA's policy priorities, ensuring dairy remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's economy. It does this by supporting clean water initiatives with ongoing funding for county conservation grants, producer-led watershed protection grants, nitrogen optimization, pilot programs, and cover crop insurance rebates, building a lasting agriculture transportation infrastructure by continuing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program and improvements to CDL training grants. It also promotes economic support and development with additional funding for dairy processor grants, continuation of the Wisconsin Agriculture Export Programs, and the Food Security Grant Program. And it encourages dairy research and education with continued funding for the Dairy Innovation Hub. A fugitive who has spent over 17 years on the run has been arrested in Wisconsin. Augustin Rivera Contreras was wanted on a 2007 arrest warrant in Texas for violating the conditions of supervised release and being in the country illegally. He was also under court-ordered supervision for aiding and abetting to possess with intent to distribute cocaine. After following a tip submitted in May to a Wisconsin cold case unit, U.S. Marshals found Rivera Contreras Tuesday at a home in Oconomowoc hiding in a closet under a pile of clothes. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Greenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Greenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
I suppose I should have used my little disclaimer that I could be wrong when I give an opinion on something. Oh. In this case, it's about John Oates of Hall & Oates on the text line from Carmella in Milwaukee. Pat, I disagree with you regarding John Oates. I was pleasantly surprised by his solo performance. It had a blues R&B vibe, very mellow. It was nice. She also notes, I couldn't get close to Chicago in the BMO Pavilion, so we sat next to it on the dockside and chillaxed to Chicago while getting a great view of the lake. And also some nice photos or clips that were accompanying that. So, Carmella, thank you very much. First off, about Chicago at the BMO Pavilion. Again, it's been a while since I've been at Summerfest. That BMO Pavilion is wonderful. And we did get there early, not just because I've been listening to Chicago's music all my life, but because we sensed the crowd might be a bit much, and we were able to get in and just had to be patient. Here's how you get to be patient. There's a food stand nearby, Saz's. Parker, you ever have Saz's in Milwaukee?
No, I haven't. I'm intrigued. Oh,
that was our favorite, you know, barbecue place to go to, and now 30 years back when Sherry was going there for medical school. But, you know, they still get it done. But the thing that we had there, and I saw Dan Schaefer put up something on social media as well, they have a version of fried mozzarella that is insane because it appears, I don't know this for sure, but it seems like it's wrapped in like wonton wrapping paper or something around a mozzarella cheese stick.
Okay.
And then you deep fry it. So you got this kind of crispy crust around the cheese.
Yeah.
And the marinara that is really flavorful, very has really good chunks of tomato in it. Insanely good. So we went for one. We split an order, and then we realized that wasn't enough. So we actually each ended up getting. I had to go back for more to get another order, and waited there. But you know, as far as John Oates, if I had never heard of Hall & Oates, if I'd never seen him, I probably would have said the same thing. Yes, this is a nice blues R&B vibe. Although I got to say, the first couple of songs, they struck me as, Parker, do you ever recall, you might not be old enough, Tim Meadows, when he was on Saturday Night Live, played a character called the Ladies Man?
No, I don't
very,
think so.
Very smooth, always talking about the ladies. And the songs were a little bit in that vibe. Not outdated, but, you know, it wasn't my particular vibe.
Sure.
So, Mr. Mathers letting us know that the wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks are the best. And Mathers goes on to say, I love Saz's so much, they catered our wedding.
Wow.
Mr. Mathers, I already thought you were a smart man to begin with, Eagle Scout and everything else. You had Saz's cater your wedding. Like, how do you top that?
That's
so good.
Wow.
That is perfect. So good on you. And Carmella, thank you very much for the comment. And I like that. Folks, I can't say that enough. If you don't agree with something of mine, put it out there. Say, hey, you know, how about this? Think about it that way. And it doesn't have to be like some of the comments with the name calling and the
Pat,
insults.
No, you're wrong. Mm.
You're just liberal communist. No, just throw in a note and say, look, have you thought about this point of view? Which, by the way, 24 hours from right now, I think we're going to get into with Dan Schaefer and whether Governor Evers should run for a third term. In fact, I believe we have something on the text line about that. Yeah, it was Lori in Hayward said, good morning. I would like to weigh in on the question, should Governor Evers run again? I definitely think he should run again. Why mess with a good thing? In this time of turmoil, it is not the time to try new things. Let's stick with Governor Evers. Lori in Hayward. on our text line. And again, you can go to the Civic Media app, and you can either use the text feature or the voice note feature and send us your message one way or another. Or go in the comments section like Alicia did on YouTube. And she says, we have a couple of places that do the wonton wrap on their mozzarella sticks here in the Fox Valley, and they are the best. So there you go. I don't know that I've ever had wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks before, but I'm going to have more now.
I've never had this, and I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. Got a few things to talk to you about from a Courier Newsroom standpoint. Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network. And interestingly, the last time I mentioned Melissa Ryan's newsletter, Control-Alt-Right-Delete, her newsletter, most recent one, is how the internet is being improved and how it's going to be broken again. And so there's improvements on emerging platforms like Substack and Blue Sky, but then she notes AI slop is coming for us all. And I didn't realize that that was like a term. I just thought she was making a comment on AI, that it's, you know, sloppy or whatever. A couple of days later, I see Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which would have been, I think, from a week ago last night. And the whole thing was about AI slop. That is an actual term for all of the AI stuff that's coming in at us now on our social media feeds and more.
Slop is a, like, it's a very internet term. If you watch any, like, streamers on, like, Twitch or anything, Pat, I know I'm really not talking your language right now.
You're really not? No, no.
The slop is definitely a common thing, and I'm actually kind of glad that that has made its way to the regular discourse.
To the normies? The normies are talking about slop now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that the normies have got it, I am excited to hear people understand that, there's some stuff that's just junk.
You know, it used to be... Again, old man alert. But, you know, you'd pick up the phone, the wall phone, you know, the landline, and it would be like some kind of a telemarketer, and you could endure it or you could hang up. And then we got the, you know, we got junk mail in the mailbox. Well, now you start, you get email, you get spam. This is the next iteration of it, is this stuff that you see in your social media feeds. And at first, I'm tempted to take the phone and show it to Sherry and go, look at this. And then, but you look and you go, no, there's just no way. I don't mean the obvious thing like a talking baby. I just mean that there's people that are playing with imagery or creating imagery that is going to cause such trouble. I mean, it's going to cause a war at some point when, you know, India thinks Pakistan lobbed something their way or vice versa. It is, it's ugly out there. And nobody knows. John Oliver, for all the times he comes up with solutions to things, he's like, there's no solution to offer you here. It's just, you just need to be warned. Do not necessarily believe everything that comes at you in terms of, you know, AI imagery, animation. Well, heck, even audio. I mean, for all you know, this show right now could have been completely designed by AI audio. Anyway,
there's
a little glitch there. Anyway, you were saying.
There is a, I think it's a YouTube channel that started it, or maybe it was a TikTok account that started it. It's called Presidential Discord, and they take presidents' voices and they make them just have, like, weird conversations.
Oh, no.
And it can be kind of entertaining. I'm kind of a fan of that.
See, and I can see how it can be entertaining. And, you know, an off example of that would be Billy Joel last year released his first single in forever. And the video for it was AI created, in that it took Billy Joel through all this concert footage throughout decades. And in each case, he was singing this new song. So it was 1970s Billy Joel singing it, 1980s Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
That's neat.
You know, at no point are you going to go, God, is that real? No, this you can enjoy. But unfortunately, we don't have the gatekeeper system that we used to have in the media. You know, anybody can put up anything now, and there's nobody babysitting the media to say, nope, you can't put that on. So,
out of curiosity, do you know, did that part of the Big Beautiful Bill about
that is gone.
That's gone? Okay, good.
Yeah, that part was taken out. There was going to be this ban on states regulating AI for a period of 10 years. And that's one of those where people actually did find out ahead of time and said, no, that cannot stay. And so, no, that is out of the bill. fortunately. But again, you're depending not just on Congress, and it's funny enough when Congress tries to do this, but now state legislators, you know, if they want to try to regulate AI and appoint themselves as mini experts to try to figure it out, all I can say is good luck. Do a lot of homework. Have a lot of experts come testify on your proposals and on your bills before you do anything that you might regret.
It is okay to admit that you don't know everything, and you can bring in someone who does know more about something.
Yes. And even then, I mean, look, don't do nothing. If you have the ability to protect people in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, give it a go. But just be careful not to overdo it. I mean, there's only so much we can turn over to all the tech bros and the hackers and everything else. But speaking of tech bros,
well, it went so well with Elon.
Elon Musk wants to start a third political party. His falling out with Donald Trump is complete now, to the point where he's starting what he calls the America Party. And I just think that that's going to be the third strike against him. I think Elon Musk lost a lot of fans his first go around through into politics, where, you know, maybe they admired Elon Musk, didn't know his politics. And now here he is with Doge and doing things with our data. Goodness knows Elon Musk probably has all of our data now that's going to go into this America Party. Then strike two was trying to wade into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, where, again, there might have been people that were not necessarily inclined to vote for Justice-elect Susan Crawford, but did not like the idea that a billionaire could come in and drop million-dollar checks on people in an attempt to buy votes. That he said it was not an attempt to buy votes. It was bribery adjacent. You know, just sign this petition and you'll get money from me. And I'm glad that we talked to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward last week about that. But that was strike two on Elon Musk. And I think strike three is going to be this political party, simply because we've seen this before. We saw it with, you know, Ross Perot back in, 1992, whatever it was. And we've seen it repeatedly since then, where somebody's going to start the third party. Well, the third party is simply going to be a faction of either Democrats or Republicans. And in this case, I know a friend of mine, Jeff Christensen, noted on Twitter, this will basically be GOP light. You know, there's not going to be anything progressive, liberal, or at best right of center. But quite more likely, it will be just another, you know, right-wing party that is friendlier to tech bros like Elon Musk. So much like I'm warning you about AI slop, I'm warning you about political slop, partisan slop. What this country needs, quite frankly, is at least a third and a fourth party. One that is either center left and another that's center right, or one that goes full blown going, you know what, we are the Green Party, as it would be in other nations, and we are whatever, you know, you want to call your far right party. Although, let's not kid ourselves, that's pretty much where the Republican Party is now. So there's probably room for a center-right party, and there's probably room for a far-left party. And perhaps the sooner we get to a fourth and a fifth party, where you actually have to have coalitions to form a government, you actually have to talk with each other and compromise and make deals, maybe then we'll have a much more functioning political system than we do right now. But in terms of Elon Musk just saying he's going to start the America Party, first off, way to be full of yourself, buddy, the America Party. I mean, it's a vanity project, so call it the Tesla Party, call it the X Party, or anything else. But just know that this is probably strike three for you, and maybe it's just time to do the rockets and the cars thing again. A local update is next for some of you. For the rest, a few final news and notes from Lake Wissota, right here live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey.
as Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen a curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With sports, I'm Phil Nee. Those of us here at the radio station lost a good friend over the weekend. Claire Haig died on July 4th. He was a longtime coach of track and field and cross country and other sports at Richland Center High School. Claire and his wife, Patty, and their two daughters, Pauly and Abby, moved to Richland Center in 1970. Claire was a physical education teacher and coach for Richland School District and retired from the district after a distinguished career. He loved coaching track and field the most. The 1983 season, Richland Center girls track and field team won the WIAA state championship. From putting down chalk at Story Field before meets to helping out in later years when a new rubberized track was installed at Richland Center High School, Claire was always working for the betterment of high school athletes. He retired in the year 2000, but helped out with many track and cross-country teams. I remember fondly his early morning visits to the WRCO studios. The morning after a track meet, he would sit down at the table and with a highlight pen make note of all the top performers and personal best achievements by the individuals and relay teams. Claire would often point out an athlete that may not have been the top finisher, but would point out how much they had improved during the season. We will miss Claire and his enthusiasm for Richland Center High School. There will be a visitation for Claire and Patty Haig in Richland Center to be scheduled for later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements.
Dodgeville held on for a 5-4, 11-inning win over Arena in a heated battle played Sunday at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. The host Knights scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the opening inning and did not score again until the 10th. Arena played a 2 in the second and tied the score in the 6th. The game was tied at 3 until the 10th inning. Both teams had runners placed at second base at the start of the inning. The Aces plated a run on an RBI fielder's choice by Alex Stotts. The Knights tied the game at 4 when a run scored on an error in the bottom of the 10th. Arena did not score in the top of the 11th. In the bottom of the frame, Dodgeville loaded the bases. With a drawn-in infield, the Knights' Grant Hying had a base hit, which scored the winning run. Arena's Jimmy Jennings deserved a better fate on the day as he worked 10 innings, struck out 9, gave up 5 hits, and walked 1. Ethan Wickman pitched the 11th and suffered the loss. Trenton Riddell pitched 7 innings for Dodgeville. Ty Paulskill worked 3, and Taryn Bockup pitched the 11th to get the win. Grant Hying and Brock Henkel each had 2 hits for the Knights. Trey Schulte had 2 hits and walked once while scoring twice for Arena. Max Miles doubled and scored for the Aces. With the 5-4, 11-inning win, Dodgeville is now 7-2. Arena fell to 6-3 and will play at Verona on Sunday. In other Western Section hometown and baseball scores, Hollandale 8-0 over Wyota. Verona 12, Ridgeway 2. Muscadet picked up a big win over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 2-0. Blanchardville 9, Scholesburg Benton 8. The Belleville at Argyle game was postponed. In the northern section, Cazenovia and Mazamani were rained out Saturday night. They played it yesterday, and Mazamani held off the Caz Reds 3-1. Ashton 12, Black Earth 3. Middleton 10, Reedsburg 1. Wanakee 4-2 over Cross Plains. In the east, Cottage Grove over Poinette 7-4. Montello beat Wisconsin Dells 9-5. In the southeast, Fort Atkinson 22-1 over Lake Mills. Utica 10-8 over Evansville. Stoughton 8, Jefferson 2. Cambridge 12-9 over Albion. And Footville, a winner against McFarland, 7-0. On the state of Wisconsin scene, looking like he'd never been away, Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched his team to a 3-1 victory at Miami Sunday. It was Woodruff's first major league start in nearly 22 months. He went 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 1 run, striking out 8 without a walk. Milwaukee scored twice on Jackson Churio's 3rd-inning home run. Churio then plated an insurance run in the 8th with a sacrifice fly. An outstanding effort for Brandon Woodruff, his manager, Pat Murphy.
No one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational. Any worries anybody had about this guy being able to pitch in his future or whatever, I mean, wow, he was right on it. Location, stuff, everything. It just tells you a lot about who the guy is.
And Brandon Woodruff talked about his comeback.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. And honestly, pitch-wise, I've had a terrible changeup this whole process, and today it was good. You know, you just can't, like, you need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
Brandon Woodruff, well, next in line for the Brewers, a big game with the Dodgers tonight. The Dodgers at 56-35, first in the National League West. The Brewers 50-40, second in the National League Central. The Dodgers are 6-4 in the last 10 games. The Brewers 6-4 in the last 10 games. Looking at some notes on baseball elsewhere, the Cubs over St. Louis 11-0. Philadelphia 3-1 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Minnesota 5. Detroit over Cleveland 7-2. Toronto 3, the Angels 2. Interleague play, Baltimore 2-1 over Atlanta. Boston 6, Washington 4. The Yankees 6-4 over the Mets. Colorado 6, the White Sox 4. Kansas City 4-0 over Arizona. Seattle 1, Pittsburgh 0. Houston 5-1 over the Dodgers. San Diego 4, Texas 1. San Francisco 6-2, over the Athletics. Manager Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo have been fired by the Washington Nationals amid their sixth consecutive losing season since they won the 2019 World Series. The move came hours after a 6-4 loss in Washington on Sunday, completing a sweep by the Boston Red Sox. In other sports on the state scene, Brewer ace Freddie Peralta will be the team's lone representative for the July 15th Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta. Manager Pat Murphy tells reporters Peralta really deserves this one. The hard thrower has a 9-2 record with an ERA of 2.91 after 18 starts. His four-seam fastball is averaging a career-best 95 miles an hour this season. His previous All-Star spot came in the 2021 season. Peralta earns a bonus of $100,000 for making the team. Thank you for joining us for sports during Pat Kreitlow mornings on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. We hope you have a great Monday, and thanks for joining us here for the local report on the ring.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews continue to search for survivors in Central Texas after this week's deadly flash flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal was with one of those teams in Kerrville, Texas over the weekend.
We're in the air with the U.S. Coast Guard in Central Texas in the urgent search for survivor. The search made even more difficult by the dense forest below. Plane uniquely equipped with key life-saving technology, helping the operator pinpoint any potential survivors.
About 40 people are still missing on account of the floods. The death toll is at least 80, and rain has already started up again in Central Texas, with 1 to 2 inches already falling today. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. A meeting at the White House today between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're expected to discuss a ceasefire proposal for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News.